everybody out there. Happy Thursday, May 20th, 2020. 5/20/2020. Put that in your hat. There's got to be some kind of, you know, my grandma would say, play the number. Go down and put $3 on this for me, will you? We were running numbers for my grandma when we were little kids. The Pennsylvania lottery. I think, you got to be like 18 now or 21 to play the lottery. Not when we were little kids. You'd go up to the corner store and they'd say, hey, who does your grandma want? This is like the mafia. My grandma always played 421. She played it straight, and then she'd say, box it. Play it straight for a dollar, and then box it for $2. Here's $3. Go up there and then get yourself a soda. We're like, yay! Realize that we were basically mafia runners for my grandma. The damn Germans and Polacks, man, they like their numbers. People say, when did you start working? What was your first job? I said, well, I got paper out when I was like 11 and 12. I had a couple paper routes in Philly. They said, a couple paper routes? I said, yeah, well, I delivered the Philadelphia Inquirer 5 or 6 in the morning before school. And then we went home and we delivered the Philadelphia Bulletin, which was an evening paper. So I was in the newspaper business since I was 11, going all the way back. But before that, I think my first job was running numbers for my grandma. She didn't play games. But shout out out there, everybody. Watch it on patreon.com/truepundit. Just got off the air doing a marathon show with Jason Goodman, the More Pain show on Tuesday nights. I don't know how long we went tonight. We talked about so much tonight. It was informative. It was depressing, but more importantly, people need the good information and the good intel, even if it's quote unquote depressing. I understand it's difficult times, but we need to be honest, and we can't formulate good decision making without a balanced picture. And whether the news is bad or not, we need that in the picture to be able to formulate good intelligence. So we appreciate the support on Patreon.com/truepundit. And to be honest with you, I probably wouldn't be doing this at all, the podcast, without that support. So if you don't think that every little bit helps, it sure as shit does. And we appreciate it. And people get to watch me come unglued, as I say, on a nightly basis on video. Just the podcast doesn't do it justice to watch a man on a steady decline. It's going to be my Netflix series. A Man Comes Unraveled on the next, every nightly Monday through Friday. You get some news, you get some laughs, and you get to see a man spiraling out of control. First headline, man, I can't really get, I'm going to have to move this over to the other screen so I can read it because I can't really get a, and that's better. I was like looking through this microphone stand, trying to figure, pick my spots and stuff. Okay. I haven't seen this yet, so I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, a good show. Check that out, the More Pain show, if you got some time. Last night. It's going to be yesterday. And we got another podcast coming later today for the main podcast I call Big Wednesday around here. You get the pain in the morning. And then later on in the day at some time. We've been cutting it loose in the morning. I think we'll wait a little bit longer on this one. A long conversation with just a great conversation. Shooting the shit and truth-telling and just breaking stuff down. It was just a great conversation to have. So I'm looking forward to cutting that loose. And that was good. It's going to be a long one. But, you know, you got time. You chop it up in bits and pieces, and there's so many nuggets of intel in that one and so many nuggets of information and insights that I'm happy with the way it came together. And I'm looking forward to putting it together myself and seeing how it all meshes together. So that's coming later on Wednesday. So you got this first bang and then the second bang on Wednesday. And then again, back to pain in the morning on Thursday. I guess I called today Thursday at the beginning of the show. It's actually only Wednesday. Who knows what day it is? Who knows what day it is? I don't even know. I guess I know it's Wednesday, because the podcast is coming out. I have to do two podcasts on Wednesday, so I apologize for calling today, Thursday. I'm a day ahead. I guess it doesn't make much of a difference, but every day is like Saturday. Every day is like Tuesday, whatever you want to make it. Fantasy land. First headline. 68% of unemployed workers in the U.S. are eligible for payments that are greater than their lost earnings. Jeez, talk about a recipe for making your country a communist hellhole. Just offer people more money for doing nothing. And then voila, before you know it, before you know it, it's over. Nobody wants to work. Let me do something real quick because these screens keep popping off. So if you hear something here, just disregard. There we go. My apologies because the screens go dark in the every 3 or 4 minutes. So I got to make an adjustment on that. So it doesn't happen, so I don't have to keep hitting it. It looks like we're losing power here every 3 or 4 minutes. Over the past couple months, 36.5 million Americans have filed new claims. That's a lot of people for unemployment benefits, and Congress understandably wanted to do something to address the unprecedented spike in unemployment. Yeah, Congress is suddenly worried about you. Yeah, my ass. But by giving all these unemployed workers a repeating $600 bonus on top of existing unemployment benefits, Congress has actually created a very powerful incentive for Americans to be unemployed and to stay unemployed for as long as the bonuses last. Yeah, we're just gonna lock it down for 2 weeks, save everybody. You're gonna die. If you don't stay at home for 2 weeks, you're gonna die. And we need to flatten the curve. Just 2 weeks. Don't worry about it. Trust us. What are we at, 2 months? Heading into 3 months? Thanks. According to a group of prominent economists at the University of Chicago, 68% of those that are currently unemployed can now bring home more money than when they were actually employed. They also found that an estimated median replacement rate, the share of a worker's original weekly salary that's being replaced by unemployment benefits, is 134% or more than one-third above their original wage. Where's this money coming from? You. That's where it's coming from. If you haven't figured out where the free money's coming from, it's you. What do they say at the card table, like in Vegas or Atlantic City back in the day? If you're sitting at a card table and playing cards with people, you don't know. And you can't figure out who the dummy is, who the dupe is, who the mark is. That mark is you. You can't figure out where the money's coming from and the government's involved. It's coming from you. Just consider what a restaurant and hotel workers must be thinking about now. According to CNBC, the average unemployed worker in the industry is now eligible to collect 182% of their previous wages. Pretty bad. If you're looking to get another job, I mean, we'll stay at home. Communism light, they're rolling out here. When you come back out, brush the cobwebs from your face. When they allow you back out of the house, when the overlords and the kings issue new edicts allowing you to come back out of the house, might not want to. Keep something in mind, though, guys. The money always runs out. The gravy train always runs out. One form or another. The government will be coming back around and want to take something out of you to get it back. It's just a temporary loan before they transfer it all back to themselves. Of course, the truth is that many of their jobs are never coming back. According to The Atlantic, hundreds of thousands of companies have already collapsed during the economic downturn. Small business activity has plunged nationwide by nearly 50%. Guys, don't forget, small businesses are really the engine that runs the economy in this country. Fact. Hundreds of thousands of companies have already failed. Big retailers such as J. Crew and Neiman Marcus have filed for bankruptcy, while others, including Macy's, are teetering. By some measures, scarcely one-third of Americans say they are working. Next month's jobs report will likely show that for the first time since World War II, a majority of Americans aren't officially employed. That's depressing stuff. Shouldn't this be where your focus is, not worried about what the mainstream media is telling you to worry about? Like the FBI corruption and FISA. Gives a shit about that when your world's collapsing around you. Wake up. Just recently, Facebook conducted a survey of 86,000 small and medium-sized business owners, and the results of that survey were quite startling. About a third of small businesses forced to close due to the coronavirus pandemic said they won't be able to reopen due to an inability to pay bills or rent. Facebook surveys found more than half of the business owners surveyed by Facebook have also said they don't expect to be able to rehire the same amount of workers that they employed prior to the pandemic. There's too many unknown variables. If you're running a business, you don't know who's going to come back. Got friends that own restaurants. You got friends that own restaurants. You go to restaurants. Man, are people going to come back and eat there? They're afraid every little thing they get, they're going to end up getting some kind of a disease. Fear. Fear is a hell of a thing. Environment of fear is what the government has issued in to our lives, ushered it in to our entire society. Fear. Make you do things you never thought you'd do. Make you sit in your house for 3 months, scared of your own fucking shadow. It's really, really incredible. You think about it. More specifically, the survey discovered that just 45% of all small and medium-sized business owners plan to rehire the same number of employees that they previously had. So that means that millions upon millions of jobs are gone for good. That's what that means. Translate it. I just broke it down. Millions and millions of jobs are gone for good, not coming back. Just like the food supply that's affected, a lot of that not coming back either. You know, in keeping with that, I'll just throw this. I think today's, it looks like the second headline is about, I see it. Again, I don't read this stuff because I like to hit it fresh. And so it's raw. Talk about it on the other podcast, the secondary podcast, Big Wednesday podcast later today, the main one. They just wiped away U.S. wealth, personal wealth, just wiped it away. You thought you were doing good? Nah. You might as well, and I've made this point earlier tonight on the More Pain Show on patreon.com/truepunny. You might as well be your ancestors who stepped off the boat. Because when all this is over, you're going to have about as much as they had when they showed up here. You watch. Not only do they want to take it all from you, they want to stick you with a vaccine that may or may not kill you. Forget about what they're giving you the vaccine for. Be worried about the vaccine. Yeah, they want to take it all from you. Right? There's only so much room at the top. And as you were doing better in climbing that way and ascending, not so fast, Junior. We run this place, not you. Get back to your place. Learn your place and get back to it, where your ancestors were and where you belong. You're a serf. New headline. 10 numbers that show the U.S. is falling into a horrifying economic depression. This is already the worst economic downturn that America has. This is fun news, isn't it? This is just cheery. This is a response to a lot of people on More Pain tonight. I was just dropping truth after truth after truth about the justice system and how rigged it is on every subject. Shattering all of the media narratives that you see and you read and you follow on Fox and on the internet and on other publications, right? I come in and do a 180 on everything. I say they're all full of shit. And I explain exactly what I'm talking about. And people's heads are spinning because they're like, what? That makes a lot of sense. This guy, right? This guy's right a lot. Maybe we should listen to him. Yeah, maybe you should. It's already the worst economic downturn that America has experienced since the Great Depression, the 1930s. And we're right in the middle of the largest spike in unemployment in all of U.S. history by a very wide margin. According to a study, number one. We're going to break all this down. Okay, there's 10 reasons here that point to the U.S. has fallen into a horrifying economic depression. So we're going to run through the numbers here. I'm going to ignore all the fucking noise in this place behind me and above me because, you know, it's the middle of the night. And again, anytime I turn on the microphone, it obviously activates the adolescent and young 20 ant farm. And people start moving. I mean, it's unbelievable. But I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to repress my feelings of anger and rage and journey on. Number one, according to a study that has just released by the National Bureau of Economic Research, more than 100,000 U.S. businesses have already permanently shut down during the pandemic. And that represents millions of jobs like we talked about that are never coming back. Okay, number two. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta is now projecting that U.S. GDP will shrink by 42.8% during the second quarter. Guys, if that's true, 42.8%, okay, look out. And we're already in the second quarter, by the way. We're at the tail end of the second quarter. If that's true, we got big problems coming. Big problems. Those are catastrophic numbers. You can stop after number two if those are accurate. Wow. Usually if a GDP drops by 5%, you have big problems. Big problems like civil unrest problems, depression, suicide, etc. You're talking 42.8%? I hope those numbers are wrong. I hope they're wrong. Number three, on Friday, we learned that the U.S. retail sales were down 16.4% during the month of April. That's a new all-time low record. Number four, U.S. factory output was down 13.7% last month, and that was the worst number ever recorded for that category. Number five, U.S. industrial production fell 11.2% last month, and that represented the worst number in 101 years. That takes you back before the Depression. That takes you back to World War I era, 1919. That's frightening. On Thursday, we learned that the number of Americans that have filed initial claims for unemployment benefits during the pandemic has risen by another 2.9 million. We'll call it 3 million. And that brings the grand total for this entire crisis to 36.5 million. To put that number into perspective, at the lowest point of the Great Depression of the 1930s, only about 15 million Americans were unemployed. And I hate to break the news to everybody out there. 36.5 million is a drop in the bucket. We're going to be exceeding that, far beyond that, I think, based on the numbers and 10 years at Citigroup, billions of dollars moving across your desk, you tend to understand numbers and trends. And to say it's ugly isn't going to do it justice. It's beyond ugly. According to the Federal Reserve, this is a friendly family show. Just out here spread, just like the Hallmark Channel. Not every story is going to end like the Hallmark Channel's episodes. According to the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, the real rate of unemployment in the U.S. is now 30.7%. You have these bird brain economists, whoever the hell they are, economists, for different places saying, well, we don't know if the unemployment is going to be double digit or not. It's somewhere hovering around 9%. It could be, I'm like, I don't know where you guys went to school or what you guys smoke in your free time. You know, it sounds like it sounds like it might be household items, but we're nowhere near 9% unemployment. Give that shit up. Federal Reserve Bank in Chicago saying 30.7%, and I would anticipate that would get worse. According to a survey Fed officials just conducted, almost 40% of Americans with a household income of less than $40,000 a year say they have lost a job during the crisis. Those are the worst hit. Those folks can't afford to lose a job. They're right on the poverty line. Guess what? Now you're below the poverty line. You're headed back again to where your ancestors stepped off the boat. Maybe that's the whole point of this bullshit. One study has concluded that 42% of the job losses during the pandemic will end up being permanent. 42%, according to number 10. That was number 9. As if number 9 wasn't bad enough, we have number 10. According to a professor of economics at Columbia University, the U.S. homeless population could rise by up to 45% by the end of this year. That's freaking frightening number. That's very bad news, by the way. What's going to happen to those folks? Where are they going to go? We already have a homeless epidemic in the United States. Let me take a quick drink here. I hate to be the bearer of bad news on a regular basis, but I've noticed on the regular media, right-wing media, they have a practice of telling you crap you want to hear, even though if it's not true, to make you feel better. And I've always thought that that was insulting to smart people. Maybe it's entertainment and placating to idiots. Maybe that's their bread and butter. Maybe that's who comprises their numbers. They're watched by idiots. They're believed by idiots. But I don't want idiots listening to me unless they're looking to become more versed and have a better 360-degree view of the world. Then that's fine. You can get an education by listening to me. That's what I'm trying to do here. But if you're a cement head who thinks you have it all figured out, keep watching Fox and let me know how that worked out for you and all the dummies on Fox and all the places they work for outside of Fox. Good luck with that. Yeah. The new headline, the new airline travel, fewer flights. I almost said fights. Well, you never know on an airline these days. The new airline travel, fewer flights, more layovers, rules for bathrooms. What? I mean, come on. This is getting crazy now. I haven't even read this, and I kind of understand how this thing's going to take shape. Airports and airlines are rolling out temperature checks for crew and increasingly passengers, as well as thermal scans to spot people with elevated body temperatures. Can we get? That'd be a fun game. Can you get your temperature taken between drinks and cocktails to see if it changes, like for better or for worse? That would be a fun game. And then you could bet on it. Or the folks you're traveling with, you know, whoever's temperature increases the most or decreases the most really wins. Or they have to buy the drinks. That's even better. You want to maintain, as drinkers, we want to maintain a normal body temperature as best as we can. People whose body temperature fluctuate lose, and they have to pay for everybody else's drinks. Let's make it fun, okay? Let's have some fun out there. Priority perks. The new norm. The new norm, priority perks club. face masks are now regular for travelers across the U.S. Passengers on Europe's biggest budget carrier must raise their hands to use the toilet. Oh, we're back to grade school. Sister Raymond, can I go to the bathroom again? And then, like, two other dudes a couple minutes later, like, Sister Raymond, I need to go to the bathroom. All right, go ahead, go ahead. And then 20 minutes later, we're hanging out in the bathroom. This is like grade school, sixth grade. This is a true story. There's four guys in there, and we're pitching quarters against the wall, and Sister Raymond comes in with like a yardstick and just starts beating asses. We all said we had to go to the bathroom, but we're in there pitching quarters and gambling. Yeah. Is that what it's going to be like? We have to raise our hand now on an airplane to go to the bathroom? Get the fuck out of here. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? Can we just... Let's get to start selling those NASA diapers where you just put the travel diaper on and, yeah, I'm not raising my hand. Make sure they take your temperature, you know, before you wet the diaper. It could be a bad situation. This guy is running a little cold over here. It smells funny, too. What is going on? Forget about the perks of priority boarding at Air France. The carrier is one of several boarding passengers seated at the back of the aircraft first to limit traffic jams in the aisle. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Why isn't that done to begin with? Oh, because the people who pay the most want to feel special watching the peasants move their way back to coach. They put their first class passengers on, and then they start serving them drinks even before the minions are on, and then you could sit there and have your cocktail and look at the dregs of society make their way to the back of the plane and scoff. It's kind of what they do at DC to us every day. They sit there in first class, have their liquid luncheons, and say, these people who went inside their houses are idiots, aren't they? I mean, it's really stunning. This is what's going on. Many airlines are removing in-flight magazines. Thank God. Those magazines are brutal. Right? You take a puddle jumper from like Philly to Boston, you're in for $800 on SkyMall. All this stuff starts showing up at the house and your wife thinks that someone stole your credit card. You're like, yeah, I don't know what happened, man. I needed this stuff. I needed a 17-foot inflatable fucking abominable snowman for the holidays. Don't you know that? Get rid of those in-flight magazines. They're also scrapping meal services on shorter routes and parking the duty-free card. Well, that's just not cool. Getting off the plane at the end of the flight could take even longer than usual, as airlines try to control the typical crush, with some saying flight attendants will queue small groups when it's their turn to stand up. Oh, now it's like a Broadway play. You have to hit your mark. Some of the more flamboyant flight attendants come out. God damn it, you missed your mark. Now let's try it again. On three. One, two, three. Try it again. It's like a playing coach. I told you people in 37C to step it up. Some of the biggest changes airlines envision are the result of what executives expect will be months, maybe years, of lower demand. They see fewer direct flights, for instance, which means more dreaded stopovers. Why would people want to fly? I already got out of grade school, okay? If I need to go to the bathroom, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I don't need anybody's permission. And if I'm on a flight where you have to raise your hand, right, to go to the bathroom, I'm just going to say, like, I don't know, I'm half blind or half deaf, leave me alone, I'll sue you. Just leave me the hell alone. Can I fly with my luggage at this point where they put me down? Give me a winter coat and a hat and I'll fly with the luggage, or maybe if things get really tight in the luggage. No, he'll mess with me down there. No wonder nobody wants to First, you get filled up at the airport by the TSA. It's like an eighth grade dance with Bill Clinton, right? To try to get through TSA. And then you get on the flight and they treat you like you can't even get an Eagle snacks anymore. You ask for a couple peanuts and you're going to get tased. Good thing we just gave these guys $50 billion to treat us like idiots, more like idiots than they usually do. Some airlines are considering requiring passengers to sign health certificates or to eventually carry immunity passports, documentation that a passenger has had and recovered from the virus. Okay, immunity passports. Guess what? I just had an immunity to flying and won't be happening. It's not like you can have a job. You're just better off just driving across the country, see some of our beautiful country. Sleep in your car. That's what. That 45% hike in the homeless, that could be me. I mean, you just make 45.1% right now. I just cruise around, zip around, check out the country in my car, and sleep in it. Who's going to fly with this nonsense? Like, again, it's only going to work if you tolerate it and sit there like a sheep and put up with this bullshit. Don't spend your money on this. Even if you have to fly for business, get up and go to the bathroom. Someone gets in your way. Just start yelling like a madman or something, like moaning. Oh, there's something wrong with that guy. Let him through. We don't want any trouble. Americans with Disability Act style. That trumps all this other new bullshit. That law's been out for 30 years. We don't need any problems with that guy. He's moaning. He must really have to go bad. Let him through. Let him through. Some of the trade craft you learn on the street when you're getting bad situations. You want to get out of it. Moaning like a lunatic is basically a international license to be left alone. Oh, man. New headline. Can you believe this? You have to raise your hand on an airplane? I don't even know what to do. That's just, come on. I keep that article away from my wife. I'll have to raise my hand around here for things. You know, that sounds like a good idea. I mean, it really could have potential. Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go. If I want another steak, I got to raise my hand. Another piece of steak.
Can you pass the salad dressing?
I didn't call on you, did I? Did I call on you? You don't speak unless you're called on, okay? Do we have to go over this again? Now go in the corner. Get the dunce hat and go in the corner. God. After dinner, I'll be outside cleaning erasers. New headline, Oregon's coronavirus restrictions ruled null and void after the governor failed to get approval from the legislature. I was struggling with that word last night. I sounded like a fool, half a drunken sailor, so I wanted to spell it out nice today and enunciate it.
You're not enunciating on your show. You know, sometimes you mumble. Is that an urban thing? Is that a Philadelphia? Your dialect is strange.
I come from a place where the word tasty cake is not even spelled like it should be, and it's a word. It makes no sense, but it tastes good. So what do you expect? Tasty cake where people say water instead of water, right? What the hell do you think is going to happen? I'm going to mumble through these things Philadelphia style, and people are just going to have to put up with it. You know, it's bad when the people in Brooklyn are complaining about it, in New York, about the way guy from Philly talks. It's like, okay, pal. Wow. Baker, let's see. That's the second paragraph. First paragraph, a judge in Oregon on Monday ruled that Governor Kate Brown, have you seen this? Crazy woman. Guys, can we get some female governors that don't look like there's Glenn Close's stunt double? And cooking the bunny style. Right? In Fatal Attraction. Some of these women look completely batshit crazy. I mean, if they're married, the happiest bastard in the world was the husband when they got elected. They said, finally, get her out of the house. This is a big, That's why you see like the husbands at the victory speeches and stuff. They're ready to give their own speech. Thank you to the voters of the state for getting rid of this crazy bitch. Yes. A judge in Oregon on Monday ruled that Governor Kate Brown's coronavirus restrictions were null and void after the Democratic lawmaker failed to have her emergency orders approved by the state's legislature in 28 days. Baker County Circuit Judge Matthew Shirtcliffe, I like that name, he should run a dry cleaners, made the ruling Monday in a lawsuit brought by churches who said the social distancing directives were unconstitutional. Don't they still, like, vote by mail in Oregon? You can't. There's no voting. Like, there's no voting booths in Oregon. You have to vote by mail. That sounds legitimate. There's a lot of crackpots in Oregon. A lot of freaks. I'll just put that out there. Sorry to besmirch the good people from Oregon, but my our dealings with people in Oregon from True Pundit are there's a lot of fucking weirdos and crackpots out there. Ray Hackey, the attorney who represented the plaintiff, said in a phone, and even the liberal crackpots completely don't want these coronavirus restrictions. What does that tell you? See, there's more common ground, more common sense, common ground here. Whether you consider yourself a conservative or a liberal or a Democrat, whatever, more common ground than we realize. As a human being, oppression is not looked upon favorably, regardless of political party. This is more proof. Ray Hackey, the attorney who represented the plaintiff, said in a phone interview Monday, "The ruling invalidates Brown's ban on churches gathering for worship, but also the entire stay-at-home order. The stay-at-home order is no longer in effect. It is invalidated. If people want to go get their hair cut, they can. They can leave their home for any reason, whether it's deemed essential in the eye of the state or not," he said. That's good news for people out there, right? If we can only get these other bird brains in other parts of the country, like Crazy Eyes in Michigan, the lunatic running New York City, the fool running New Jersey, the prepubescent teenager running Pennsylvania. What they're running is these places into the ground and running roughshod over you. That's what they're running. And running a scheme. New headline, New York, where are we at? 30, is that 50? When you've been looking at a computer all day, you don't know what the hell the numbers look like when you look at the end of the night talking. Looking at computer screens and camera screens. 38, not 58. A little bit ahead of myself. Headline, New York tourists arrested in Hawaii after posting beach photos. This is a good one, you know? You guys want to post pictures of your meal on social media, right? The contract tracing police, contract, whoever these fucking weirdos are, they'll do a photo analysis of your chicken cordon bleu and track your ass down. Don't eat anywhere with a fancy restaurant where they put the name of the restaurant on the plate. We arrested some idiot. Some idiot back in the day because he was wanted on a bunch of federal warrants and we're watching his Facebook, but we really didn't know where the hell he was. But he was eating dinner at a place with the restaurant on the side of the plate. And he took a picture of his meal. And 45 minutes later, we cuffed him at the outdoor table. Stupid bastard.
It's okay. How'd you guys find me?
It's on the side of your plate, you knucklehead. Don't be that guy. In fact, get a plate from a different restaurant or scribble in a different restaurant name in a different state and these fucking food bloodhounds off your trail. These guys show up. They show up in New York City looking for Studio 54. It said Studio 54 on the plate. I don't know what happened. Where is this place? You're like, give me your wallet and we'll tell you. Guy on the street. A tourist from New York has been arrested in Hawaii after he allegedly violated state regulations that require travelers to quarantine for 14 days upon arrival. So if you go to Hawaii, they automatically lock you up for 14 days. Unless you're Dog the Bounty Hunter, who can run, apparently run wild through the state, street tackle people. Call them piece of shit and then offer them a spring water and tell them to turn their life around. Tariq Peters, 23, of the Bronx, arrived in Honolulu on Monday. He then posted photographs on Instagram, photos showing himself sunbathing at the beach and carrying a surfboard, state officials said. What we got here? He allegedly left his hotel room. This is a quote. All right.
He allegedly left his hotel room the day he arrived and traveled many places using public transportation. Authorities became aware of his social media posts from citizens who saw posts of him on the beach with a surfboard, sunbathing, and walking around Waikiki at night, said a news release from the Hawaii COVID-19 Rat Squad. Joint Information Center. The Joint Information Center in Hawaii? I bet you that's a pretty good weed. That Joint Information Center in Hawaii has been there a long time. I know a lot of guys that went through that program. Woo! He's smoking that surfboard. This morning, agents were able to confirm with hotel personnel that they had seen Peters leave his room and the premises on numerous occasions this week, the statement said. This guy is like, he's out having a good time. Unbeknownst to him, he's become John Dillinger in Hawaii. They're out looking for him. What's his description? I don't know. He's a young guy with a surfboard. Oh, shit. You know where this guy's at. Want to narrow it down? The Joint Task Force. Yeah. I think they've been smoking too many joints on that task force. Peters was... Well, here's the other thing, too. The locals in Hawaii, if you walk around with a surfboard, they're looking to put you in jail no matter what. What do they call it out there? A haole? If you're not from their community and you show up with a surfboard? Now they're calling... These locals are calling a rat squad to get you off the beach. No more reason for a skirmish in the shore break. Get them off the beach. Call the Joint Task Authority. Tell them to get another two or three more ounces over here while you're at it. Peters was charged with unsworn falsification to authority. What is that? Wow. Hawaii now requires tourists to list their contact and lodging information, and all visitors must sign an agreement that they will spend the next 14 days in self-quarantine. By signing the legal document, they acknowledge they understand violating the order is a criminal offense, and they are subject to a $5,000 fine or a year imprisonment. Hawaii Attorney General Claire Connor said,
"We appreciate the assistance of local police who spot flagrant violations of our emergency rules on various social media sites and report them to the appropriate authorities."
Rat Squad. Recently, a California couple was arrested in Hawaii for violating the state's quarantine rule, CBS Sacramento reported. The people in Hawaii should be arrested for the prices they charge for just about every damn thing you have when you go there. That's what they should be arrested for. According to the state, the couple refused to follow quarantine orders despite repeated warnings from their hotel staff.
Oh, tell me about it. We were at the Ritz-Carlton in North Maui, and I have to agree with you, my friend. It was crazy. It was very crash. I remember specifically I had a bad batch of blueberries. A room service came up and they had the audacity to give us some moldy blueberries with our Eggs Benedict and our private room buffet.
This is what it's like. They can't even go to Hawaii, right? See, they sucker you in. They say, look at the flight prices from Hawaii.
It's like $200 round trip to go from New York to Hawaii. I'm exaggerating, but not that much. You have to you have to pay extra now if you want to. You have to pay extra if you want to go on a flight where you don't have to raise your hand to go to the bathroom. That's an extra $150. It's like having another piece of luggage. I opted for not having to raise my hand to urinate or defecate. This is an outrage. What the hell is going on? And then, so they sucker you. Say, this is a great time to go to Hawaii. Let's go. We'll go for a week. Yeah, as soon as you arrive, they put you in some sand hut at the base of the mountains, you know. You wake up and you have some killer mosquitoes out to kill you, and you can't go anywhere, self-quarantine. How about this? Here's a good deal. Go to Hawaii and don't post any goddamn pictures till you get home. That's a good way to stay out of jail. Mister, I gotta post pictures every fucking minute of my life and let every dummy in my life know what I'm doing in my boring ass life. Put the camera away, Zapruder. Jesus Christ. Okay. Come on. Be smart out there. I'm not saying you have to follow all the rules, but don't give these guys... I mean, Hansel and Gretel left fewer clues than this guy. New headline. Lockdown zealots. Zealots are behaving like cult members, psychotherapist warns. Psychotherapist Dr. Hugh Wilborn says lockdown zealots are displaying all the classic signs of cult members by doubling down on the beliefs despite having been proven wrong.
He's not wearing a mask, Marion. Marion, goddammit, get me the bag phone. Get me the flip phone, whatever. Hand me my pager, Marion. This is bull. We're going to get this son of a bitch. Follow him. Let's put a tail on him. What do you mean your rascal's not charged? I thought that sucker had six of all. The rascal's isn't charged? All right, take down his license plate. We're going to get this guy. This guy was not wearing a mask properly.
In an article on his website, Wilborn highlights the work of respected social psychologist Leon Festinger. We all know Leon, right? Who doesn't know Leon Festinger? He put the fest in Festinger. Who analyzed the beliefs of a UFO cult in the 1950s who believed that flying saucers would rescue them from the apocalypse. Listen, if you want to make fun of Scientologists, not on this show. However, after the catastrophic earthquakes and floods they expected to hit the United States never arrived, and their beliefs were totally disproved. Yeah, the name of this cult, it's been rebranded. It's the Government is Here to Help You cult. Anybody who believes that is right up with these UFO type guys who thought that flying saucer would rescue them from the apocalypse. Actually, if the flying saucer did rescue us now, it turns out I don't think you have to raise your hand to go to the bathroom. That's probably the only hand-free raising flight you can get now. However, after the catastrophic earthquakes and floods they expected, it didn't happen. The cult members would become not less, but more convinced of their beliefs. Let's read this whole thing over again. This is getting interesting. I can have some fucking fun with this one based on what's going on in the right wing today with the so-called conservative MAGA movement. Some of these cement heads. Let me read this. However, after the catastrophic earthquakes and floods they expected to hit the United States never arrived, and their beliefs were totally disproved, the cult members would become not less, but more convinced of their beliefs. That explains a lot. I'm glad that they tried to send me over the edge with this story again, because I'm almost there. Festinger identified five conditions that needed to be met in order for cult members to double down on their beliefs and avoid cognitive dissonance. Yeah. This applies to just about every cement head who set themselves up as a journalist on Twitter in the last 2 or 3 years. And before that, they were like working at a fucking car wash or a supermarket. This is right up their alley. Okay. Let's go through the 5 conditions that need to be met in order for cult members to double down on their beliefs and avoid reality. 1, there must be conviction, or there must be the need for them to keep saying there's people going to be convicted. I'm a 180 degrees from all this stuff. It's great. 2, there must be commitment to this conviction. Well, they're committed, all right. A lot of them should be fucking committed to. The conviction must be amiable and unequivocal disconfirmation. That's so true. Such unequivocal disconfirmation must occur. That's 4. 5, social support must be available subsequent to disconfirmation. Man, that spells it out. Festinger's 5 conditions. Let me look behind you. Let me see this. Let's see how long this goes. This might be our last story, so I want to get the most out of it because we're at 51 minutes. This is fun. This is a treat for me because I've been saying this stuff for years about dopes who misguide people on the internet, on social media, about what's going to happen with the Department of Justice, what's going to happen with the FBI. Festinger's 5 conditions and the behavior of the cult believers correspond closely to the situation with Brexit, climate change, and COVID-19. A prophecy is made. Believers invest themselves, their time, money, and prestige in it. The prophecy fails, and the believers become more fervent. So this is saying that this is a proven study or a study that's been done that proves cement heads and morons double down when they're wrong. Instead of seeing the light and listening to people who tell the truth, instead they follow idiots that are wrong on a regular basis, and that makes them feel better, even though they continue to be wrong, continue to be proven wrong, but they just keep doubling and tripling and quadding down on this stuff. That's good. And as truth tellers, we're supposed to break through to these cement heads and get them on board with reality so they can see that the nation, their country, is slipping through their fucking fingers. Instead, they're in some weird-ass cult. Mm-hmm. The doctor notes how experts are still doubling down anyway, warning of mass death if lockdown is lifted too early in the second wave of infections. Now let's convert this to Fauci and this guy, the cult he's running. Actually, he's not even running a cult. He's running a government scheme, a government medical cartel where billions of dollars are invested and doled out to his cult members. He's the cult leader. Well, I'd say one of the main cult leaders. He even has the White House bullshitted, or he has them threatened or something. Something's going on there. I'll pour myself a water for you people who aren't watching this on patreon.com/truepundit. I think this guy's lost his mind. There's a bell noise. I have to pour myself water because I've been talking for so long. Yeah. All the numbers, all the models were bullshit. But here they come doubling down on the numbers. Oh, second wave's coming. The only way second wave is coming is if you're going to pretend that there's a second wave, just like you pretended there was a first wave. So, yes, the possibility of a second wave is very real. The possibility of it being, I mean, the possibility that there's going to be a perceived second wave or sold as a second wave is real. The possibility that it's actually reality is remote based on the models and the numbers from the first phase that we are hopefully coming out of now. We'll come out of it whenever these hobos think they've screwed the country enough where we can't return. This is a disparity control op in my book. I'm talking to a lot of people. If you listen to the podcast later today, that's a fucking doozy. Doozy eye opener. But you might not be right ready for it psychologically. This makes Festinger guy. This makes Festinger's five conditions of cult behavior look like a party gone awry at Chuck E. Cheese's. In reality, research suggests that the lockdowns had a minimal impact on infection numbers, and Sweden's per capita death toll is lower than the UK's and numerous other countries, despite the Scandinavian country having imposed no hard lockdown. Don't expect an apology from the government or any other government anytime soon, writes Wilborn. The Festinger effect is far, far more prevalent than a clear-sighted view of reality, and the tragedy is all the greater. So basically, these guys are fucking nuts, right? If you're in a cult, you've been brainwashed to a certain extent, and there's no way out. These guys are so far in, a lot of these MAGA cults, where they don't understand. It's just, this makes a lot of sense to me. It should make a lot of sense to a lot of other people. Why some people out there, they're beyond, they can't be helped. We have to leave those people to their own, just leave them alone and move on and try to get the word out to people that can be educated, people that are approaching these things and want to learn about different things and have a logical ability to break down and sequence what's happening in their lives. People who keep doubling down on stupidity are beyond hope. This is very refreshing to read this, and this actually makes my entire fucking day. And a lot of the people that follow me and have frustrations, this should spell out a lot of stuff. It's not us, in other words. It's these bird brains. They're beyond help. Oh, and by the way, there's a lot of people on the other end selling this stuff that are making a lot of money, fooling people. A lot of P.T. Barnum-style folks, and that's a goddamn tragedy. And if we had a Department of Justice that operated, right, they would take these guys out for fraud and a number of other things. But we don't, so we have to weather situation. As Wilborn points out, the sequence that Festinger wrote about more than 50 years ago is eerily reminiscent of what's happening today. An apocalyptic prophecy was delivered from on high. On high would be the science. Fauci, King Fauci, delivered his proclamation about an apocalyptic prophecy. We're all gonna die. We need 2 weeks or you're all dead. You dummies, don't you know who I am? I'm Anthony Fauci. I'm Mr. Medical. I'm Mr. Virus. You're all gonna die. Listen to me, White House. You're all under my trance. I will be avenged for being stuffed in a locker my whole life. I will make millions at the expense of people. And I will get even for never having a date. When I was a child or adolescent, no one locks me in the house. I will lock others in the house as I was made to sit in my house. And look at my science and bugs.
Those who believed it radically altered their behavior. Okay, let me start over because I went on a fucking offshoot.
Fauci. I went off on an offshoot of Fauci's.
This guy must have been just tough childhood, this guy. Probably tried out for every sport. That dude was like at the end of the bench trying to figure out what he was doing. Put down the tweezers, pal. Put down the bugs. Maybe you can make the team. Fuck's sake. Guy's trying out for basketball. He's got like a pocket protector, tweezers in it, probes, pencils. Yo, dude, you're going to kill somebody. We're out here on the court. Guy's out here with a number two pencil. He's going to put through someone's fucking eye. let's start this part over again. I'll just shut up as I read through it. As Wilborn points out, the sequence that Festinger wrote about from more than 50 years ago is eerily reminiscent of what's happening today. An apocalyptic prophecy was delivered from on high. The science is in parentheses there. Those who believed it radically altered their behavior. The prophecy turned out not to be true, but instead of abandoning their doom mongering,
the believers had become even more fervent, attacking anyone who points out the gap between fantasy and reality as dangerous heretics. Where have we heard this before, guys? Fake news, misinformation, conspiracy theories, right? Isn't that what they do? You point out disparities and you get attacked and called those names. Where are we at? An hour. Good, we're doing good. Almost done here with this. The difference, of course, is that Festinger, his UFO cult, had a few dozen members, whereas the COVID cult seems to have infected half the world. If Festinger is right, the bad news is we won't be able to persuade people to stop social distancing if we prove that the danger posed by COVID-19 has been dramatically overstated. On the contrary, people's opposition to returning to normal will intensify rather than diminish as the evidence mounts they were wrong. That's fucking enlightening. Like, I didn't know that. See, I learned something. This is one of the most intriguing things I've seen in a long time. I'll be looking up this Festinger guy. What he says is, makes so much sense, like psychological warfare, which I think this is like a psychological operation, obviously. Like the real pros, the guys who manipulate us for a living, and you never even see them. They're like dark fucking hand, right? They know about this Festinger guy. So right away, I go from reading this into understanding that somebody already knows this and are using it against us. That's where my head goes. I go from one moment I'm happy I read this and it makes a lot of sense to me, and right away I can see how this could be used as a weapon against people. And this is where we are. And this is more proof, guys, that what's happening to us and what's happening all around the world to people, and there are a lot of people around the world listening to this, so this is organized. You can't pull something off like this on a large scale unless all the governments that are involved in this are coordinating with each other. I said it again. Watch that More Pain show tonight. I did. It's us against them, baby. That's all it comes down to. It's the haves versus the have-nots. And if you were previously a have or on your way to being a have, no. That's an old money club. You're not welcome in it. New money's not welcome. You just got your ass whooped. You just got kicked the fuck down to where you belong. To where your ancestors stepped off a boat. You're back there now. Or on your way headed back there. Take a little drink here. This is a hell of an operation. One of the best I've seen. Probably the best I've ever seen. It really is. As time goes on, unless Trump does something to separate himself from this, he's going to have a hard time separating himself from it. Unless he goes rogue. It's unfortunate because, Fauci and with Birx and with Redfield and this new vaccine czar that's linked to Gates. White House has their fingerprints all over this, just like the other countries do, and It's damn unfortunate. But this Festinger, his work on cults is very interesting, beyond interesting. And a psychotherapist, Dr. Hugh Wilborn, we thank him for putting that out there. Lockdown zealots are displaying the classic signs of cult members by doubling down on their beliefs despite having been proven wrong. This is what we're dealing with. This is why certain friends of yours now who are completely freaked the fuck out, they can't talk to these people logically. I was talking to people about how stupid scientifically and medically professionals are coming out and saying wearing a mask for healthy people is not very bright. And people are saying to me, you want to get sick? Oh my God, you're going to have the virus. You're going to be spreading it. You're one of them. You're one of the responsible parties.
You're the reason we're all locked up. Still, you won't listen. You're a thick head.
No, I actually learned a lot about it. I've talked to people. I've talked to Dr. Judy Mikovits, who says it's stupid. It's ridiculous. It doesn't help you. People in the media come out.
She's obviously... Something's wrong with this woman. She's endangering people. Hello, Facebook complaint line. Can I help you? Yes, I'd like to report a video about a woman who says she was a researcher who worked for Dr. Fauci, and she says we shouldn't wear masks or stand 6 inches or 6 feet away from people. It has nothing to do with anything. It was very disturbing. I think probably millions of people are going to die who watch this video. I was wondering if you guys could do something about it. I'm very worried right now. I'm sitting in my house half naked. I have a mask on my head and a mask on my ass just in case. And I'm worried. Thank you for calling us. We will take the video down right away. It's like, this is what we're dealing with. These bird brains and social media and the regular media. You can't even have a dissenting opinion. They take the sledgehammer out. Your video has been banned. It's unsafe. It's unproven. Do not post here again. You are also banned. You are dangerous. You are not spewing talking points by the association and the New World Order. This is a recording.
Come on, this is crazy. Now you understand it, right? You understand this Fauci guy, too. You can show Fauci that he's a criminal and that he's wrong, and he sits there, no, you guys don't understand what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. All these guys are criminals. If this Festinger situation is true, and it looks like, you know, it's been around since the 1950s, yeah. We got problems. We got some real cement heads in this country. And as conservatives, we have a double bang because we have a group of these heretics who are completely detached from reality. I mean, at least the good part is they're engaged in the system. The bad part is they are some real cement heads and they're dangerous. They're actually dangerous, I think. They won't listen to reality and they won't listen to facts. And anyone who attacks them and points these things out, they're labeled as dangerous people who are not down with what they believe in. And then they try to say that you're against us. That must mean you're against Trump. That must mean you're against the Republican Party. No, we're just trying to point out to you that you're out of your fucking mind. It's pretty basic. And again, it's bad because they're led by a bunch of fake prophecy-toting Pied Pipers who lead them down a path, and it's very unfortunate. Many of those folks, though, are breaking free of the cult and understanding that they've been played. And it's difficult to understand that once you've been played. It's embarrassing to try to admit that you were taken advantage of. I understand that. It's human nature. But you need to break out of the cult. Get out of the cult. It's not helping you. Both cults, the COVID-19 cult led by King Fauci and his corrupt court, and also this stooge cult who follow Pied Pipers who are happy to spew things to you as long as you buy their books and their vitamins. That's crazy. I'm not talking about Alex Jones. Just because I said vitamins, I'm not talking about him. So, where are we at? Okay, we'll wrap it up for today. We'll see you guys tomorrow on the real Thursday. The real Thursday with Pain in the Morning. Later, another podcast later today, Wednesday. Keep an eye out for that. And a special shout out, as I always do, to everybody on patreon.com/truepundit. Watching a man come unglued on the video video podcast and also the More Pain show on there, and also some nuggets that I share on a regular basis of intel that have proven very beneficial to people. Put some money in their pocket during this tough times and food on their table. And I don't ask for nothing. You know, I don't say for a special $9.95 a month, I'll tell you exactly how to put food on your table. I just said, look, do this, do that, do this, do that. Help yourself out. I'm happy to help transfer some of the knowledge from my financial background in the School of Hard Knocks to help you during hard times, because when they say we're all in this together, they're not kidding around. We really are. So, and people have helped me out. One of my kids said to me, Dad, why are you helping this guy out? Like, I don't understand. In one instance, I went out of my way to help somebody. I said, well, somebody just went out of their way last week to help me out. So it's not exactly convenient for me to be helping this person out. And my son wanted to know, what are you going to get out of it? I don't understand. What's the upside? I said, the upside is it's just the fucking right thing to do. That's the upside. So am I going to get anything out of it, quid pro quo? Probably not. But I'm going to help the guy out anyhow, because I can, and because somebody just helped me out last week that didn't have to help me out, who made a difference in my life. So we kind of pay it forward, you know. Today's some of these younger kids today, they think everything has to be quid pro quo, this for that. They don't understand that they get these things that come back to you when you help people out. So maybe that'll be inspiring to somebody. Maybe you won't. I don't know, man. This is not Dr. Phil. thanks for all your support and all your help and listening to what I have to say in the shows. And I hope you're enjoying and getting something out of this. And again, thanks to the folks on patreon.com/truepundit. And we'll see you guys later today and on Thursday. Thanks. Take care. Goodbye. God bless.